SS officer Hans Fritzsche secured jobs for my mother, aunt, and cousin at Camp Plaszów, working at a factory making uniforms for the German army. When he arranged a rare visit, we found them hungry and depleted after 3 horrific months. In late 1943, my mother was sent to work in an ammunition factory and finally an armament factory near our hometown of Leipzig. Exposure to chemicals and starvation rations took a toll on her health. After the war, she told me that she fought with every ounce of strength in her frail body to survive. Tragically, my aunt was sent to Auschwitz and did not survive. My cousin Rose survived death marches and cattle car transports to Auschwitz-Birkenau, death camp in Ravensbrück, and Mulhof concentration camps. Miraculously, she was reunited with my mother in Leipzig. Summer 1944, as the threat of defeat loomed over Germany, the final solution was carried out with lethal efficiency. The houseless workers and I were ordered to line up in front of our rooms. Several SS men from Pomorska, including Eckert, were present. The staff was being reduced. We were told to step forward if our name was read. The shock of hearing my own name was electrifying. My father and brother helped me back. Then again, Knoblauch, step forward. I felt as if I was outside of my body. As I took that step, then I heard loud footsteps intermingled with the order, "Step back, Knoblauch." The voice commanded, yet somebody else in his place. I believe Eckert saved my life that morning. Sadly, someone else took my place, causing me great discomfort for some time to come. On the night of June 29, 1944, our dad did not come home from work. Ilse visited the SS man in charge of my father. When she asked about his whereabouts, he replied, "If you really honor your father, I can take you to the place where he is, and you can be together forever." This tragedy was devastating. We realized how vulnerable our lives were, and that when the time was right, we had to escape. January 1945, when the Soviet army made their final offensive, we heard explosions of heavy artillery draw closer. My brother, sister, and I devised a plan to escape. One of my dad's clients, Nazi officer Kurt Schoendorf, gave us a key to an apartment where we could hide. On January the 17th, before curfew, we met in the boiler room and made our way to the main exit door. We narrowly missed being seen by a guard as we slipped past and ran out into the street. We then found the apartment. The apartment owner, Tadek, kept us safe that night. On January 18, 1945, the Soviet liberated Krakow. We soon discovered that none of the laborers at Helsinki were spared. Just one day earlier, they were sent to the SS killing school in Ravka. Many were likely executed later they would have shared had we not escaped just before roll call. My next priority was to find my missing family. A camp was established where individuals could search for survivors. We found the names of our uncle who made it to Canada, my mother, and cousin Rose. When I finally saw my mother, I did not recognize her. After a long embrace, I assured her that my brother and sister were well. "Your father, he didn't make it?" I could not speak the words and shook my head. "No."